2018 was nothing short of a battle. My continuous fight with depression and then being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. I left one battle for another, basically. The one thing that was constantly on my mind while reading those Get Well Soon posts on social media was that I know a lot of goddamn people. I'm talking about real people. People with regret, depression, false happiness, and basically uncomfortable moments in life. And I wanted to talk to all of them. This is Before I Go. Relationships can be a tricky thing. Because there's always that one rule, that one law that changes the whole game. And that's the law of attraction. Simply put, it's what you are attracting in this world, or in your world specifically, that every relationship you had, it started out as a good goddamn idea. But then once you get down, once you get to the peak of that roller coaster, the summit, then all of a sudden you look down and you're like, oh, fuck. Pew, gone. Now, there may be some twists and turns and it may take you back up. The steep may not be that big, but at the end of the day, it's still a steep no matter what. You got to ask yourself from the beginning, what the fuck happened? My first suggestion, create a pro and con list. But mainly for yourself, not the other person. Because at the end of the day, all of this, your relationships, it all, I don't care what you say, unless they, the infidelity, unless they just weren't there present, it's about you, okay? It's about you. I'm sorry, but it is. You attract a particular type of person. You fall back to what's most comfortable for you. As Americans, as humans, we have these vices of comfortability, okay? Things that we fall back on to make us feel safe, secure, focused, warm, all that shit. Make us feel like we're in control, when really you're not. You're setting yourself up for failure and you don't even fucking realize it. You're just doing the same goddamn thing over and over and over. Take a step back and think about, okay, what are some good things about me? Okay, what are some bad things about me? What do my friends think about me? What type of friends do I have? What type of people do I surround myself with? Would I be okay with dating myself if I knew everything that I know now? You really got to figure this shit out, because if you don't, then you're just going to be repeating the same circle. And you're going to have that excuse. What the fuck does they say? I have to get back to the person I was before. I have to leave to find myself again. Motherfucker, please. You knew who the fuck you was before you started this relationship. The only problem is you changed to be someone else that you thought that you were, but really you wasn't. You lost a couple of friends along the way because you neglected friends for this particular relationship. You changed. And I'm sorry, if a person doesn't enhance what you already have, then they're not for you. They're really not. Now here's one big problem. You're afraid to let them go. You're afraid to be alone. These are called insecurities, because you feel if you can't find anybody else after this person, that you'll be alone forever. Guess what? You probably will, even if you find somebody after this person. Or hell, you will be alone in your fucking relationship with that same person because they're not right for you, and you won't admit that shit. You'll make excuses for who and what they are. You got to cut the fucking rope loose. Find out your... No, you don't want to find out. You want to realize your self-awareness. And what I mean by that is realize how much time you have taken to look at yourself and understand what type of person you are. Are you submissive and you like people to take control of the relationship? Or is it vice versa? You like to take control and you like the other person just to come along for the ride. Do you like to be public with your relationship, or like to be keep it quiet, keep it to yourself, and the other person likes to be a little out there? Do you not care for social media too much and they do? You got to figure some things out, and you got to figure out what you're willing to change and let loose of in order for your relationship to succeed, if this person does indeed bring out the best capabilities about you out into the world. Now, a couple of things. Social media can play a huge issue in any relationship. I don't care. It really does. People get jealous about you liking the thoughts, videos, or pictures on Instagram, following porn stars on Snapchat, Facebook, or Instagram, Twitter. I don't know if there's any other social media aspects that's out there, but yeah. You gotta give up that shit. Or at least reduce it. Change bad habits and increase the good habits. Seek companionship. Don't seek somebody because they fucking sexy. Don't seek somebody because you think they got a lot of money. Because guess what? Money runs out and them looks turn out to be shit later on. You want to ensure that you're looking for a companion. Somebody that's ride or die with you. Somebody that gets you. Somebody that blends in with your circle of friends that know you better than almost anybody. Somebody that enhances you, changes you for the better. But at the same time, if you can't figure that out and you need time, it's cool to fall back. Fall back if you fall fast. That's what I always say. I'm one of those type of people that, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be 100. Give me 5 minutes with a chick and I don't know where I'll start falling for a chick real quick. And I'm just like, holy shit, I'm in love. No, you not, motherfucker. You not. You've fallen out of loneliness. Don't get with somebody because you're lonely. Don't fall with somebody because you're lonely. Fall for somebody because you're comfortable where you are, but you see they enhance where you can be. Know your self-worth. Make sure they add to what you have. Pay attention not only to what they say, but what your response is to what they say. If you're very cavalier with the conversation and you're not noticing the subtleties of their thought process in terms of real life issues, or, you know, current life issues, or just life in general, it might be time to fall back. And don't change up the friends. Don't negate your friends, because your friends will tell you how it is. You may think, oh, they're just jealous because they're alone. They're single and they don't want me to be happy. They want me just like them. No, motherfucker. I mean, like, some of them might shouldn't really be the case, but at the same time, some of them may really be spitting true game to you of things that you just not realizing. Remember this. Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither was your life. Accept and understand your insecurities. Overcome them. Be comfortable with who you are. And seek someone that will enhance what you can bring to the table at any relationship. Take it easy.